Like, I work at Magnic.
Technically, if we give them Skype,
I have my phone
giving them internet access and cell phones and things like that, too. I mean, not cell phones, but internet access. It's still a tool necessary for having Skype, for instance.
If we deliver them...
So I don't think we should look at paying for their tools, at least not for now.
So who would we get to?
Like Skype, for instance?
Yep.
Their internet?
Yeah, but
there's tools that they need, but why do you have to incur that cost? That's part of a regular iLife cost.
But but people usually... Yeah, but the thing is...
Once we get big enough, sure, the company might be able to incur
that
cost.
I would say that, because all those infomercials...
To incur those costs, you need to set up quotas and deadlines and things like that. I'm very much against quotas, you know what I mean? Work at your own pace, just do it right.
Yeah. Remember that statement that I gave you yesterday?
You know how long we've been fucking talking yesterday? We fucking 6 hours in the middle of the morning.
Remember that four letter acronym?
Okay.
Acronym?
Acronym? Oh, it's brain fart. Acronym.
I got it anyway.
GTFO.
GTFO.
GTFO. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, GTFO isn't one that I usually see.
So, okay. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Purpose.
Yeah.
FDF is usually pretty quick to get the rest from.
Okay.
So,
remember, you look dumb. It's incorrect. Please check the number and charge you.
Yeah. No, but what was the point you were just making?
Like,
my brain is dying. So. If we incur their Skype call, right? I mean, it's $5 a month for them? But if they bring us in it could be taking out of their commission.
But what about internet?
We can take it out of 10%.
Internet is also a tool needed for the job. If we pay Skype, we pretty much have to pay internet. That's the same type of thing.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. God damn.
Keep out of that ball game, and then you worry about your tools. You're a subcontractor.
Yeah. Tools.
You think the subcontractor goes to you when he repairs your bathroom and says, I need your hammer? He's got his own hammer in the truck, you know what I mean? Like, if not, go down to fucking Home Hardware. I don't have a hammer. That's why I called you.
Because if a person is just like, say we have a friend of ours, but has phone but doesn't have long distance, but he can't afford to make all those calls. Unless we could say that their salary is covering that, right?
Well, if he's got internet, then all he has to afford is... $5 a month.
See, no, but that's what I would say. Is like, wouldn't it be better to get 50% out of their pocket right off the bat and have that? Oof.
Say 10% of how many sales they make, $2. Right?
Yeah.
What if we make it smaller than that a bit, but enough to cover monthly internet costs? So say they recite. We
just give them as much money as they can possibly get to that point and let them manage whatever that money goes to. They might be able to find cheaper internet or fucking different kind of Skype.
We could have a referral system
with Javon. How many customers would you bring? 20, 30 max?
Check if there's actually So here, I was thinking about like the Christmas thing with like the the more you add, will very quietly make the setup for you.
Well, I'm Chris. No, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, instead of telling customers different plans like that, but yet still having different sales fees, what we can do is we can have, we don't have to tell them the plan, but what we can do is we can just have it so that when customers are paying for the credit, they keep purchasing one for the fee, and we'll just set up the fee for the
Okay, all right. You know Need for Speed Underground? When you build up your cars, man? It has that kind of menu interactivity. Like, your gamers would love it. No, think about it. Like, you get your website template, and you got the menus to mod it, like, color scheme. Like, your site builder, right? Make it fucking Need for Speed Underground. Awesome timing.
There you go.
Genius.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. It's Daniel.
Don't judge me.
Basically, you're just going to get some software which is called Ventrilo. Basically, it's just a chat program. Like, more or less, you can do voice chat over the internet with it. So it hooks up to a central server, and it helps everyone in there.
Can we do events in the living room? Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Do those surveys. We have to do the surveys for existing customers to see what prices they would like.
Another thing, yeah. I wanted the sales agents. I want the sales agents. As part of the sales agency, I want the sales agents to actually make it part of the open app for the customers to come to the
We're a consumer group looking for input from people on fair pricing for internet services.
And then later
what this does is it performs a screen that they fill out, and depending on what they fill in,